In Peacefire ministry, one of the most important lessons is learning to distinguish words that are often blended together. Forgiveness, reconciliation, trust, access, consequences, safety. These words are related, but they are not the same. When people confuse them, conflict ministry can become harmful. A wounded person may be told, if you really forgive, you must meet with them. Or, if you forgive, you should trust them again. Or, if you forgive, there should be no consequences. That is not biblical wisdom. Forgiveness is releasing vengeance to God. It is refusing to let bitterness become lord of the heart. It is rooted in the mercy we have received in Christ. But forgiveness is not pretending harm did not happen. Forgiveness is not the same as reconciliation. Forgiveness is not the same as restored trust. Forgiveness is not the same as restored access. Forgiveness does not erase every consequence. Romans 12:18 says, "If it is possible, as much as it is up to you, be at peace with all men." That phrase is full of wisdom. It calls believers to pursue peace, but it also recognizes limits. Peace may not be possible in the same way with every person, at every time, in every situation. Reconciliation requires more than one person. It usually involves truth, repentance, willingness, changed behavior, and some form of mutual engagement. Trust is rebuilt over time. Trust grows through repeated faithfulness, not merely through words. Access is the level of contact, closeness, influence, or relationship a person is allowed to have. Access may need to be limited when harm has occurred, when repentance is not clear, or when safety is uncertain. Consequences may remain even after forgiveness. A person can be forgiven and still lose a role, face discipline, make restitution, answer to authorities, or accept boundaries. A Peacefire coach minister helps people slow down and sort these categories carefully. A helpful question is, what part of this belongs to forgiveness and what part belongs to trust, access, consequences, safety, or repair? Another helpful question is, what is yours to offer before God and what cannot be forced from the other person? This matters when reconciliation is refused. Sometimes a person tries to make peace, but the other person will not respond. Sometimes the other person denies harm. Sometimes the other person wants access without repentance. Sometimes the other person keeps spreading wildfire. In those moments, Peacefire ministry teaches faithful realism. The person can forgive. The person can pray. The person can release vengeance to God. The person can own their part. The person can pursue repair as far as faithfulness allows. But the person cannot force reconciliation. The Peacefire coach minister must never imply that a Christian has failed simply because another person refuses peace. The goal is not to control the outcome. The goal is to remain in Christ. This week, as you prepare for topic 9, remember this distinction. Forgiveness may happen in the heart before God, while reconciliation requires truth and willingness in the relationship. Trust takes time. Access requires wisdom. Consequences may remain. Safety matters, and a faithful firebreak can be an act of love. Return to the Peacefire. Ask Christ for mercy, clarity, and courage to pursue peace without pretending, pressuring, or enabling harm.